Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, and don't forget me mentioning the website, because this is the last week we'll be mentioning our website. Friday, I won't mention it again. After Friday, that's it. So let me just tell you, philhenryshow.com, man. Go and look at it, and you draw your own conclusions. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. There's been a strike of commercial actors against commercial producers. The strike was called by SAG and AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild, and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. And while it may not be very big news where you live in Los Angeles, it's sort of big because there are commercial actors who make a living, I mean, doing commercials. You think that probably actors that do commercials are the same ones that do movies. It's a completely different group of people in many, many ways. Some of them do move on and do television, etc. As a matter of fact, not apropos of anything, but I was looking at an old Olympic. I'd like to take the 84 Olympics for some reason. I had it on ABC, and I was looking at Jason Alexander doing a Kingsford barbecue commercial. So anyway, and then Terry Garr was doing one for, like, FDS. I don't know. It was just occasionally faces. You just see faces that you know. So there's this commercial actor strike, and because of that, no commercials are getting made. That could be a good thing. That could be a bad thing. But the big news is that Tiger Woods has excused himself from some Nike spots, I think they were, weren't they? Because he was a spokesman for the company, and he is honoring the picket line. He is not going to do any Nike commercials. Now, on the other end of this are the producers themselves, the media buyers themselves, the people that place the ad buys and get these commercials on the air. Charlie the Fountain is one. He's with us from Los Angeles, and Charlie works locally with our KFI affiliate. Good guy, too. So, Charlie, I know we're not going to make you a bad guy in the middle of this, but it must be tough, huh?
It's a little bit difficult, Phil, because I know an awful lot of the actors that are involved in the strike. They're good people, and they're hardworking people, but I think they're misguided here. I think the strike is wrong. I think that many of the actors who are involved in the strike are going to find themselves in a weaker position after the strike is over with than they started out.
What about Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods pulling himself out of this out of the Nike ads to honor the picket line, as it were.
Well, Tiger Woods has hurt himself by not doing these commercials. Because with a black actor, there are opportunities to present themselves that you may not get with white actors. And now, Tiger Woods is a very recognizable young man because he's a great golfer, but he's also an African-American actor. And I recommend, for instance, I talked to some of the people who are involved in similar projects with other black actors. You can get another black actor to play that part, to replace Tiger Woods. You can get Eddie Murphy. You can get Michael Clark Duncan. These are some of the actors. One of the drawbacks, and perhaps one of the blessings with working with a black actor, is that you can move them around. I want to try to be as delicate as I can here.
What are you saying? I mean, the Tiger Woods is well known. Are you saying that Michael Clark Duncan could be Tiger Woods?
I'm not saying he could be Tiger Woods. I mean, no one could be Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is a fantastic golfer. I'm saying in a commercial, if you stand the actor at a certain angle, if you turn him to the side, if you have the lighting just right, you put a cap on his head, have the sun at his back, for instance, you can get away with using another black actor. So
in other words, you could put a Michael Clark Duncan in not that you'd get Michael Clark Duncan, because I'm sure he would honor the picket line, too. You could put him in a Tiger Woods commercial.
Yes, you could. I don't know about him. I'm saying another black actor. I'll give you an example. It's my understanding that Denzel Washington was sick during some of the filming of Hurricane, and that in two scenes they used, and I don't know if you're familiar with the name Nipsey Russell film.
Nipsey Russell, he's a comedian, black comedian?
He's a black comedian, right. I heard, and I could be wrong, that Denzel Washington was sick during some of the filming of Hurricane, and two or three of the scenes, some of the fight scenes, they used Nipsey Russell, who's a famous comic actor, standing in for him. So some of the scenes were boxing scenes and these things. And nobody could tell. You saw the film, didn't you?
Yes, I saw Hurricane. I thought it was tremendous. I didn't see Nipsey Russell.
You can't tell that Nipsey Russell was in that movie, can you?
As Hurricane Carter?
Yes.
Where?
There are two boxing scenes. You remember the boxing?
I remember all the boxing scenes. I think the movie doesn't begin. I think the movie does begin with a boxing scene.
All right, Nipsey Russell was in that. And the reason why you can do that...
What do you mean, as a stand-in?
Not really as a stand-in, no. You can only do this with black actors. You can only do this because they... I'm trying to find the...
They can what?
I'm trying to find the right words. They're interchangeable. Some of them are interchangeable. They look in the right lighting.
They look the same.
Some of them, yes.
To the point where Nipsey Russell stood in for Denzel Washington in Hurricane.
That is correct. And what I'm saying is Tiger Woods is going to hurt himself with these commercials because you can get Nipsey Russell. I'll give you the, there were some very, very tight facial shots in Jerry Maguire that Cuba Gooding Jr. was not able to make because he was stuck in traffic, all right? He called ahead. He said, he's stuck in traffic. He can't do that. They were able, fortunately, to use Whoopi Goldberg. She's a friend of Cameron Crowe. She was there. And, you know, the Cuba Gooding Jr. won Academy Award.
Now, wait a minute. Whoopi Goldberg is a female. Was she on the set?
Whoopi Goldberg stood in for Cuba Gooding on some very tight facial shots. What I'm saying is the nose and eyes. Because, again, you've got a couple of black actors, and if one isn't working, you... The beauty, and I say this is great for African-American actors, is they can plug them in. So that
to the point where you can plug Nipsey Russell into playing Denzel Washington.
That is my understanding. I'm not saying that that happened. That is my understanding.
Or that you could use Whoopi Goldberg to... Whoopi Goldberg is a woman.
That is correct. But they had a problem. And
when Cuba Gooding Jr. was stuck in traffic, I would think that a star, the magnitude of a Cuba Gooding Jr., at that particular time, they'd wait around for him.
Ordinarily, they will wait around. But they were under a shooting budget. They were under a time constraint. They were over budget. There were shooting problems. They had to get the shot.
So they got Whoopi Goldberg.
They got Whoopi Goldberg. She was a friend of Cameron Crowe's. Cuba Gooding Jr. won the Academy Award as supporting actor and never mentioned Whoopi's name, which really angered me as a commercial producer because we do this a lot. He thanked the entire world during his acceptance speech, but he never once mentioned Whoopi's name. And I really think that that's wrong. I really think that Cuba Gooding Jr. should have at least said, thanks to Whoopi Goldberg and that tight shot when I was stuck in traffic, they were able to use her face. You see, Bill, the rising cost of actors...
I had no idea.
Now, it's true. The rising cost of actors, this keeps it down.
Can you do this with white actors? I mean, we're talking, by the way, with... Charlie LaFountain, he's a media buyer and a commercial producer about the commercial strike. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Tiger Woods is not in the Nike commercials, but you're saying that Tiger's only hurting himself because you can get any black actor wearing a baseball cap.
Not a baseball cap. You can get a black actor to fill in wearing golf gear in the right lighting.
Why is somebody saying that to me is faintly right? I don't know. Can you do this with white actors?
No, you can't use white actors because the hair color is different. But there are some white actors who look the same. Off the top of my head, you could use Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt because they virtually look the same. You could use Hilary Swank when she did the thing where she played the lesbian.
Boys Don't Cry.
That's correct. She looked an awful lot, and I know a lot of people in commercial business said she looked an awful lot like Matt Damon. So you could use Hilary Swank and Matt Damon a lot of things. You could use Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman. You can use Jeff Bridges and Kurt Russell. These are actors that look a lot alike. I think that where Tiger Woods sees that that Eddie Murphy, for instance, has stepped in, and I was on the phone, and I'll tell you right now, if you shoot him sideways, you put a golf club in his hand and shoot him at night, Eddie Murphy and Tiger Woods look exactly the same. And I was on the phone talking to a producer.
I just don't believe it.
Well, Phil, I'm in the business, okay?
Put a golf club in Eddie Murphy's hand, put a cap on him, and shoot him at night, and he looks just like Tiger Woods.
You got it. And that's why Tiger's hurting himself. And that's why, in my opinion, you can use different actors. So, Tiger, wherever you are, get back in the swing of things, okay? If you pardon the expression, Phil. Because he's only hurting himself the longer he stays out of this thing.
This to me, I mean, I know what you're talking about when you're talking about using stand-ins. But stand-ins don't get compensated at the same rate as other actors, for starters. And
I'm not talking about a stand-in.
You're not talking about using a stand-in. You're talking about a guy who's getting paid at the same rate.
Right, and just calling him Tiger Woods.
Well, you may have a problem with Tiger Woods on that. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie LaFountain is with us. He's saying that Tiger Woods is not shooting the Nike commercials, but it doesn't matter because you can get Denzel Washington, Eddie Murphy, or Michael Clark Duncan if it's dark enough. Hey, get him back on. I want to add one more thing. Are you actively producing right now?
Not right now, Phil, because I want to say something else, okay? Before you start thinking that I'm a terrible guy. If you should see some of the rushes that we just did. If the black actor smiles, if he smiles wide enough, if he has a big enough smile, the light that reflects off of his teeth, you can't tell who it is. And I can tell you right now that...
come on.
Phil, I'm telling you, I've been in this business for 35 years. I could get a guy, for instance, who's a guy that smiles a lot, Chris Rock, with the big wide grin, could look just like Tiger Woods if he kept on smiling.
Because the light's reflecting off his teeth.
That's right.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show with Charlie the Fountain, an advertising executive. We're talking about the strike, the actors' strike, the commercial actors' strike in Hollywood. You're saying that, you know, Tiger Woods not doing the Nike spot, Charlie, is only hurting Tiger because you can get another black actor to play Tiger, and they're interchangeable. It sounds suspiciously like you're saying black people all look alike. And
no, I am not, Phil. And
no, wait. I mean, that you pretty much said, you know, in the right light.
No, I am not saying that, and I find that to be offensive. I work with African-American actors, and some of the best, and I work with great commercial African-American actors. For you to make a comment like that.
Well, you're saying that they're interchangeable in the right light. What was the comment you made to me about Gary Coleman during the break?
If you're going to twist it around.
No, just tell me what the comment was.
I said if you cut the club in half, you could have Gary Coleman, he would look like Tiger Woods in a commercial if you used an aerial shot with a boom.
Cut the club in half, Gary Coleman with an aerial shot from a boom looks like Tiger Woods.
Yes, and I don't think that that's racist. I'm saying that a lot of black actors are interchangeable, that's all.
Well, what is that, the difference between that and saying they look alike?
I don't think it's the same thing.
You don't?
No, I don't say it. I'm saying that...
What about when the teeth are, they're smiling bright enough and it reflects off the face?
I'm saying a lot of beautiful, very, very beautiful, beautiful smiles. A lot of African-American actors have gorgeous smiles, and they're bright, and they're lovely, and they reflect a certain level of sunlight, yes, that can blind a man. And I'm saying...
It can blind a man. Here's the...
Phil, you know something? I resent how you're twisting this into a racial... You're playing the race card, you see, and I don't appreciate that.
No, I think you're the guy that started it. Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show, boy.
Hello?
Miami, yes, sir, you're on the air.
Phil, this guy here, he is playing a race card. I mean, come on.
No, Mr. Henry started playing the race card. He started playing the race card when he said that it was about black people looking the same. I never said that.
So you said we all look alike, guys.
Sir, I never said that. I said that there is an interchangeability that one may enhance.
But you know Whoopi Goldberg cannot dub for this is crazy. Whoopi Goldberg, how can she dub for Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I'm saying that she, a tight shot with the right lighting, she looks like Cuba Gooding Jr. She's a great actress.
What do you do with the hair?
It's a tight shot of the nose and the eyes. You're not looking at the hair.
You couldn't have been in business that long. There's no way in the world you're going to tell me. There's no way. And then and Nipsey Russell, come on.
Nipsey Russell, my understanding, was used in some of the Long Shot fight scenes with Denzel Washington. That was my understanding. Well, I don't know what you find funny.
And then let's not forget that Gary Coleman with a club cut in half.
I can't believe this guy.
Gentlemen, you know something? You're laughing about it, and I'm glad you're laughing, but I'm saying to you, in the advertising business that I've been in for 35 years, there are things you can do with a camera, there are things you can do...
What do you mean, saw the club in half?
35 years?
If you stop to think about it, Gary Coleman, when you look at him, he's like an aerial photograph of a normal-sized guy.
So I think you're a racist. This is crazy.
I'm a racist.
We do not all look alike, and you can't...
I never said that you look alike. Mr. Henry's the one.
Hey, wait, hold on for a minute. Charlie, if you say to me that people are interchangeable, I hear they all look alike, okay?
I say versatile.
I say look alike.
Okay, there's a difference. You want to be racist. I am not. I worked with black actors for 35 years.
Who did you work with? Who have you ever worked with?
Diane Carroll. I worked with Flip Wilson when he was doing commercial work. I worked with Mr. Nipsey Russell. He's a fan. Godfrey James Cambridge is a tremendous. I've been in the business so long, you guys probably don't know half the names I mentioned. He's a tremendous actor, tremendous performer. Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, you name it. Tremendous guys, okay? Gary Coleman, Emmanuel Lewis, who was also a tremendous. And you're laughing about that, but Emmanuel Lewis looks like an aerial photograph of a normal man, and you can put a club in his hand.
Oh, no.
And have you, well, all right.
I don't know, there's something wrong with it.
Something wrong with it in your minds, and your minds only.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. Here's Rancho Cucamonga on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello, Rancho Cucamonga.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Arnold Hill. I can't believe what I'm hearing here, saying that Tiger Woods has hurt himself and what have you. These stereotypical racist comments.
Racist? Here we go again with
this. He has hurt himself. After 35 years, I can't believe he was stooped that low. There's no way in the world that you say it's just too.
You're telling me that Whoopi Goldberg couldn't stand in for Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No way.
Well, it happened.
Yeah, then you tell me that it can only be done in a black race, a white race, because they have different hair color. So I'm going to put something to you.
No,
if they all had to say, if you make every person blonde in the white race, could you make the same assessment? They could be interchangeable, or they all look alike? Come on.
I think that Leonardo DiCaprio and that other kid look the same, that Brad Pitt.
Oh, I think those guys,
nobody knows the difference between the two of them.
Okay, so it's not one particular race. You're telling me that if the hair was the same color, you can do it with anybody. Is that right?
Well, black folks, it's easier to do it with.
Oh, come on.
Because of the teeth, as I mentioned. But I would say this. What?
Oh, the teeth?
Queen Latifah, she filled in for that big guy in the Green Mile. What was the guy's name?
Michael Clark Duncan?
She did some filling for him.
Yeah.
She's big enough. Okay,
but,
see, that's all I'm saying.
But you're not making sense, and anybody that's listening, they're just appalled. You know, you're setting.
How are they appalled? I'm saying Queen Latifah, the more work, the better. If she can.
What do you mean Queen Latifah filled in for Michael Clark Duncan?
From a long shot, she looks a lot like him.
She's a woman, for crying out loud. He's a guy. She's got long hair. He's bald.
So, who's the commercial producer here? You?
No.
This guy I'm talking to?
I don't know what he does.
I am. I know the business. Believe me, guys, I'm not a racist. I know that you thought I was, but I've got good news for you. I'm not.
You're perpetuating that myth.
Well, I'm just trying to
all black folks look alike. Don't do that.
Well, Tiger Woods is hurting himself with that Nike deal because they can get Gary Coleman in there, anybody. Big, well, it doesn't matter. Okay.
If they want a golfer, they want a black.
They could dig Sammy Davis Jr. up and stick him in there. He looks just like Tiger does now. Tiger needs to eat a little more.
Apples and oranges.
All right.
They want a black golfer, and they use Tiger. You can't put anybody else in there to replace the black golfer at this moment.
A black golfer? No, they want a guy who wears a black baseball cap and has a golf club. I mean, I can get anybody in there, okay? I could go and get Bill Cosby to do it.
But you know
the difference, but you want a guy, you want Tiger Woods, He's not there. He's not available. Tiger Woods is not available.
Santa Clarita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, Mr. LaFontaine, I think that you're really very out of line on this. I think you, first of all,
are you in advertising business?
I'm sorry?
Are you in the advertising business?
No, I'm not, but I'm an intelligent human being.
I got to come up with answers.
Okay. Well, answer this one for me then.
All righty.
Tell me why you think that the public would not be able to tell the difference on facial shots between Cuba Gooding Jr. and Whoopi Goldberg.
Because they didn't.
I don't think
so. In other words, Maguire.
I think I'm pretty observant.
No, you didn't see it. Jerry Maguire, Whoopi Goldberg.
Wait a minute. You're making an assumption that I believe what you say is true.
It happened. Whoopi Goldberg was in Jerry Maguire.
I understand you're in the advertising business, and I also understand a part of that.
All right, I got 5 seconds. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Thank you. still having Joe 1-800-449-8686. Charlie LaFonte is a guest. He's an ad buyer and does commercial producing. Now, Charlie, question for you. You say, all right, let's just say you're not saying all black people look the same, but you are saying that Tiger Woods could be replaced from the Nike commercial using another black actor, and people would think that it was Tiger Woods.
That's correct.
How do you keep the money out of Tiger's hands? Because, in other words, if you're misappropriating his likeness, if you are commercially misappropriating his likeness, he's not in the commercial, which you make...
No, hold on. Here's the beautiful thing, because I know what you're going to say.
No, you didn't hear what I said. You're taking his likeness, you're commercially misappropriating his name and likeness. That's against the law.
These people, and I say these people, I mean it with great respect, a lot of these African-American actors will look at that commercial, and they don't know whether they did the commercial or not. You see what I'm saying? So in other words...
Wait. If Tiger Woods didn't do the commercial...
No, but they look exactly... And I say they're interchangeable. I should say they look exactly the same. But Tiger Woods will look at Nipsey Russell, say, playing him in a commercial and say, Jesus, did I do that commercial? That's me.
How can you do that?
Because Nipsey will smile, the sun will catch his teeth, and Tiger will go, that's me. I must have cut the commercial before I walked out. There's a lot of ways of getting the rep.
Tiger Woods is going to see Nipsey Russell playing him in a TV commercial and figure that, oh, I must have done the commercial?
Phil, if you've been in the business as long as I have and you've seen commercial production from all sides of the business, you know that these things are possible. That's why I say that Tiger Woods is hurting himself.
1-800, so what Charlie here is saying is basically, you say that Whoopi Goldberg actually was in Jerry Maguire playing Cuba Gooding Jr., because Cuba was stuck in traffic.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Del Soro on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I had a comment with regards to this guy talking about, who all of a sudden turned something from talking about the striking actors for commercials, and he basically brought up no substance to the conversation whatsoever. Otherwise, you would have gone off. Into
I'm talking about Tiger
office.
Woods.
You went off into left field talking about the eligibility of black actors in commercials.
Mr. Henry asked me about Tiger Woods not being in a commercial and how that affected the business because he's a prominent name in the business.
You walked through this conversation with that had to do about commercial actors on strike. You walked into this with a shovel, and you wound up bringing in a tractor and digging yourself further into a hole.
What hole am I digging myself in? I'm talking to you about how you produce television commercials. Have you ever been, are you a commercial actor?
No, I haven't.
Well,
but
that
has nothing to do with the perception of the conversation and the argument you are bringing to the table here. All of a sudden, you turn something about an issue of striking actors into an issue of the interchangeability of black actors. That's exactly what you did, and you went on and kept on bringing up all these descriptions and backing up your reasoning.
He was talking about
lighting.
Tiger Woods. I'm just saying, I could have gotten Nipsey.
You went into the lighting, the shading, the back, putting sunlight behind the actor, getting them from a boom camera. You know what? People don't want to hear about that. They want comments from you about this strike.
Mr. Henry asked me about Tiger Woods.
No, sir.
He asked the commentator of the program, the host asked me about Tiger Woods and how he would be replaced. And we do it all the time when it comes to black actors. That's all.
In
if you want me to comment on something else, I'd be happy to comment on something else.
How can you replace the draw that Tiger Woods has?
Because
Tiger
you have
Woods
people.
Has is he is Tiger Woods.
Right.
And nobody else can be him.
Yes, you can.
You can't like backlight any other black actor and make him into Tiger Woods unless you're doing a 200-yard off shot for a print ad. If you want somebody walking,
then how come they were able to? Then how come they were able to do it with Queen Latifah in The Green Mile?
Oh, please. You know what? I won't even comment because you do not know that definitive.
Queen Latifah, he claims, was a stand-in or did a long shot for Michael Clark Duncan.
And they have the same body type.
Goldberg did a stand-in for Cuba Gooding Jr.
and Jerry Maguire.
He's stating all these things according to my knowledge. That's all that he said. You do not know definitively exactly which scene that those actors took place in those. You're saying, well, according to my information. And once again, you're just giving more information to try.
The people that worked on the film saw Whoopi getting into a football uniform. That's what I heard.
What do you have to bring to this discussion about the union strike? You know, maybe, maybe you can get beyond just talking about replacing of black actors and who stood in for who. What do you have to say about the strike? Period.
Well,
maybe you
what
can
do I have
save
to say
yourself
about the strike?
In some way.
As far as the strike goes, what do you want me to say about it? It's a wonderful thing. What do you want? I mean, I'm just saying that Eddie Murphy saved a lot of people's careers.
You're right back to it. This is ridiculous. When you play back the taping of this radio broadcast, you are going to be borrowing a steel-toed boot to kick yourself in the ass so hard. I mean, you got a backhoe digging yourself a hole that's going to lead you to the other side of the world.
All I'm saying, sir, is a friend of mine saw Queen Latifah in a skull cap on the set of the Green Mile. So what do you want? What do you want from me? That's what they saw, and that's what they assumed that she was doing stand-in for Michael Clark Douglas. Michael Douglas.
Why did you accept this interview when you have nothing to say about the strike? What do you have to say about the strike? It's an open forum for you to bring something about this strike.
What do you have to say? What are you saying about the strike?
I'm not familiar with the issues.
Excuse me?
You're not familiar with the issues?
Why did you accept to come onto the show and discuss
somebody
this
said
issue?
That they wanted to talk about, pardon me for being politically incorrect, BLACK actors. So?
That was your expertise that you were going to bring to this discussion about unions is black actors?
Being interchangeable.
That was your purpose of coming on the show? It was presented to you that way? That they wanted an expert on interchangeability of black actors and not somebody to comment?
Are you absolutely sure that Whoopi Goldberg wasn't in Jerry Maguire?
You know what?
No.
All
right?
Does that
matter? You're not. No, you're not. So you can't say that she wasn't. And are you absolutely sure that wasn't Queen Latifah in a skull cap in the Green Mile? No, you're not.
What does
so
that have to do with
well,
the
Well, it
issue?
Shows that I've got a point.
What does that have
I'm
to
making
do with
a
the
point.
Issue of the
I just made my point, son. If you don't get it, then I don't know what to tell you, okay? But I thank you for talking with me. I'm a very busy man. Goodbye. Goodbye.
You're leaving?
I'm asking you to hang up.
I'm not satisfied with any answer that you're giving me. I mean, what do you have
Son,
to say
I
about
make,
the
I make I make $2.5 million off of one account every year. I'm
you
very busy. I'm a very busy man. Thank you.
Ignorant people.
That's great. Leave your resume on my desk. Fine. I'll leave your phone number with the guy, and I'll get back to you. Goodbye.
Just leave me with one comment. One intelligent comment
about. Do I have to call security? Do I have to have security
strike?
Throw you out of my office?
What is the intelligent comment that you have to make about the strike?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's it.
Where is the host? Is the host there?
No, I think the host might have left. Is the host still here? That's amazing. Well, looks like we have an open forum here.
Are you still there?
I am still
there. Hang up the phone.
Why that?
Hang it up.
Why would you like me to hang
up? Get out of here. Get out of here. Where are you, in Del Cerro?
Yes, I am.
Where's that at? Is that in California?
Certainly is.
I can find you and kick your ass. Hang up the phone.
You can find me and kick my ass?
That's right.
Excuse me, sir? What is your name?
Charlie LaFountain.
Charlie LaFountain. And where are you from, sir?
I'm from a lot of places.
You're from a lot of places. Why would you feel the need to kick my ass?
Because you're not hanging up the phone and you're driving me out of my mind. Now hang up the phone.
I'm trying to establish an intelligent conversation.
Oh, God help me. Hang up the phone.
Sir?
Hang it up. Hang it up.
Where's the host?
Hang it up, will you? We're not even on the air anymore, okay? I'm trying to make a phone call. I got to get a cab. Will you hang up? You're jamming up my line. Am I the host? No. This is my house you called. Now hang up.
Well, I think we're still on the radio, sir.
No, we are not on the radio. You called my office, okay? I'm trying to use this line to get a cab.
You're trying
to hang up.
Well, did the host dismiss you?
I'm dismissing you. I'm dismissing you. Goodbye. Get away. Get out of here.
Goodbye.
Thank Christ.
1-800-449-8686. Okay, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Did you bring me some more catalogs? Mark, thank you. I've got the home improvement catalog here. I had the barbecue one yesterday. Add a removable screen door where there was none before. This is the one that right off the bat I noticed because we've got no screen doors in our house. We just got doors, no screens. You want to leave them open during the summertime, and you don't want no mosquitoes or flies flying in. Well, this is like a fabric or a cloth screen door. Real classy. Shows the guy walking through like he's walking into a tent. And I'm not sure I might buy the guy and leave the screen door. Look at that guy. He's waltzing in like Mr. Blackwell, and he's got a cup of coffee with this fabric screen that you Velcro to the top of your door and hang it there. So you can have that open, man, and let the neighbors just see what money you're really investing in doors and windows in your house. My wife does that. She walks up and down the street and she goes, oh, God, they have the plastic blinds. Oh, Christ. Oh, look at that. They have the, we're not doing that. We're doing, what are we doing, honey? We're doing the accordion, we're doing the honeycomb shades, and we're doing wood shutters. What are they doing? They're doing those cheap plastic hanging things. Look at that. They have the wood blinds, the vertical blinds. It's crap. They all suck. They all should die. Thank you, honey. We're bitching. They're not great. So that looks really nice. Well, she wanted to get a screen door, so I'll bring this home. Here's another guy. It's a hanging screen. See that? It's like you're walking into a tent, only you hang it from your, like a fabric screen or something. Drop-down screen allows fresh air in, but not flying insects. Flexible polyethylene. It's mesh screening, attaches easily with hooks, hook and loop strips to the top of a standard 36-inch wide door frame, and is held down with the weighted bottom trim. Cloth grab handle makes it easy to go through the doorway. Goes up in seconds, removes until next time in seconds, and folds to the size of a magazine. Compared to cheaper versions, their loose weave mesh pulls apart at just a touch, but our interlocking weave keeps its shape. Theirs is weighted down by moisture-absorbing sand. Ours uses solid marbles. Their taping is polyester. Ours is quick-drying poly-cotton blend. Theirs is undersized, leaving gaps for pests. Ours is a fuller cut for complete coverage, imported. Drop-down screen, $19.97. Save over 30%. We know what we're doing. That other stuff is crap. Look at that, man. As if you shop for this stuff. Look at, honey, theirs is 30% larger. Plus, they use marbles and not sand. We gotta get this one. I've been looking for it for years. We made a joke about this once on the show, but what about a pet door for human beings? You know, we were joking about the guy wheeling through it. You know, this guy's in a wheelchair. Gotta stop, gotta unlock, gotta open, gotta close, gotta go up. And how about a ramp right through a human door where it's one of those flap doors you can go through? Well, guess what? They have one here in the home improvement catalog. I'm just kidding. No, they don't. Actually, what they do have here is a screensaver protects your screen door from sharp claws. When your cat or dog is anxious to get into or out of your home, he can easily tear right through the screen door. But claws off makes sure that won't happen. Yes, he just sinks his claws into this mesh, and they rip completely out. It'll rip his legs right off. It's fantastic, and you see the dog there dragging blood trails across your carpeting. Sorry about that. No, it's a set of two vinyl sheets that attach over both sides of your screen with improved clip-through screen installation. I don't understand. Come on, I'm going to the next page. But it's too tough for me to get, man. Hey, honey, it says here that it's improved clip-through screen installation, and that never mind. Give me the magazine. I'll buy it. These are all screen doors that some are flexible. You can walk through them. All kinds of crap. Deck from water. Protect your deck from water stains and wood rot caused by planter pots. Here's one here. Garden Angel welcomes the flock to a seashell dining experience. Beautiful antique-looking bronze and patina finish enhances the classic statuary look of this garden angel, or perhaps she's a guardian angel, for visiting birds as she feeds them from the large seashell she holds under her ample large breasts. Wearing only a bikini bottom, sometimes slipping out of that, hand-sculpted but durable. Guys, gonna go, can I buy that? God damn, I'll buy that. Elasticized picnic tablecloth holds tight, stays put even in the wind. Take the shape of your table as if it were custom made for it, so there's no annoying overhang that won't stay put. Protects table sides and edges too. Standard 27 by 72 picnic tablecloth. Sets also includes matching. Well, I gotta get this. This is great. It's a tablecloth that stretches and stays in place. It's plastic. It's for outdoors, for the picnic table. Here's a chef's best friend rolling barbecue cart. Includes a removable serving tray. Forget it. I can't afford any of this crap. Where's the next one here? IntelliHealth Healthy Home. Web healthcare products from healthcare experts. Create an oasis. Does your wife have one of these dripping deals? You guys have any of these things at home? Has Mickey got any of these? It's a waterfall. It's a rock formation with dripping water, so that when you come in the house, it sounds like somebody's taking a leak all the time. All the time, it sounds like someone's taking a piss. Just, you know, the water just flowing. My wife, when I walked in the house one day, she said, "Jeez, when the kids are up," and I went and started working. That's the longest leak I've ever heard in my life. You guys okay in there? Hey, hey, hey! Turns out it was a little waterfall that she plugged in the kitchen. Well, here's one here. It's like a rock formation. I guess you're supposed to meditate to the sound of it. People say that they like dripping water, the sound of water dripping. I mean, like in the rain, when the rain falls, it sounds good. It drives me out of my mind. I can't stand hearing a gutter dripping, you know, and that one dripping like a faucet, that'll drive you nuts. So you got a neighbor with one downstairs that sounds like somebody's leaking constantly. Like a guy just came steaming out of the back door of a party and decided to take a leak against the fence. Okay, is this okay over here? I used to do that at night. Some nights I'd get home from work. I'd have about 3-4 beers. I'd be sitting on the patio. So I walked out of the tree that was behind our house, and I, you know, forgive me, I'd take a leak, and it would be loud. There's nobody else awake. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I've had about 4 or 5 beers, so I've decided I'll go down to that tree, and I start taking a leak. Man, that is echoing up and down the street. You might as well be Niagara Falls. So she's got one of those fountains on her patio. She had to run water through her living room, through her screen, and out to the fountain. It's one of those little electric fountains, yeah. So you have to have piping. You've got to have PVC piping to run out to the fountain. Man, that's nuts. Hey, dude, I didn't even start my music, did I? Well, you know what? I'm not going to. I just want to continue to tell you this much. Tomorrow, the inspector comes out to look at the hole in the ground, and then, and only then, are they going to start digging even some more, and then supposedly we're getting piping, and we're going to get steel, and we're going to get gunite, and we'll be swimming within a couple of weeks, not... I asked him, I said, "Are you going to be ready by the time Nick graduates?" "Well, I see. So maybe we aren't going to make that date, huh?" "Well, it could be. I'm going to start mentioning your name on the air, Scott." Just kidding. He's a good man. So far.